It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Indian woman has the longest hair in the world, but rarely washes it.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Okay,
Kevin.
Hello, Kevin
hello,
James.
Kevin.
News is brought to you by Global Credit Union. The Wear Red Friday. We wear red around here on Fridays to remember everyone deployed. That's R-E-D, remember everyone deployed, thanks to Global Credit Union. You can get a pin there if you go in. If you don't want just one of the Wear Red Friday pins, you can get one of those. They have those.
Where is that?
At Global Credit Union.
Nice.
Also brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Real quick, Kevin, before the news, apologize for interrupting.
It's fine.
Warren, I know we won't see you on Monday, so happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you.
What are the plans for your birthday on Monday?
I think we're just going to go all meet for dinner somewhere.
Okay.
All meet?
What time?
It's an all meet dinner, huh?
Six o'clock? All right, we'll see you then.
Yeah, we'll be there at the buffet there on the north side.
Okay.
Of Spokane.
6 o'clock?
Golden Corral, 6 o'clock.
All right, Kevin, see you there? 6 o'clock is awfully late for the Golden Corral.
Isn't that a 2 or 3 thing?
might as well be midnight.
I know, because we probably can't get tables, but not everybody could be there sooner than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like your kids and stuff.
Now, as it being your 70th birthday, do they do a celebration for you at Golden Corral?
I don't think so.
Do they come out and sing or anything?
I don't think so, no.
I think it kind of goes like this, Kevin. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a lot of videos up on it. When you come in, they're like, oh, hi, how can I help you? You want to sit down? Yes. It's my 70th birthday. It's right over here. You can sit down. Right over here.
No, not that way. Over here.
So, yeah, it should be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yep. Happy birthday.
It's weird. 70. Wow.
Yeah. Huh? It does feel weird.
Blinking, it's gone, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for real. What decade do you think went fastest?
I'm going to say probably the 70s.
Oh, the decade of the same, but I mean, for your age, like what decade of your
40s,
age? Like,
40s.
Yeah,
I apologize.
No, that's okay. Probably the 20s, I bet.
20s?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think, Bruce? What's the one that went fastest?
I don't know. It's kind of a tie.
Yeah.
Well, they're all the same length. They really are, which is why you probably feel that way.
Just hit him. Just do it.
I'll take back what I wasn't going to say about you.
I love it because he's too spar over
here. Yeah. What do you think, Monty? Do you think 30s?
This one.
This one, the one you're in now?
Right.
Yeah. Well, it has gone fast, Monty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
This one is going, what?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, well. True. Telling you, live every day, guys. That's the rule.
That's fact.
Live every day.
Yep.
To its fullest and all the rest of that stuff.
Yep.
All right, Kevin, I apologize. Back to you.
No, it's a great question, Jay. I'm glad we did it.
It was a
now
question?
This. Yeah, remember
when I said what was the fastest decade? You remember that question?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for paying attention, Steve.
Well, no, I thought it was a statement, happy birthday to Warren.
Well, that was a statement, too.
I hope yours is your 30.
If I make it through at this point, I don't know.
Which of the two decades that you've lived through so far is the fastest?
Yeah, we're the fastest.
The tens?
Yeah, there you go.
Tens.
Okay, let's do some math. Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
You have a baby.
Okay. Oh.
But you want to know, I wonder how tall our kids are going to be.
Sure.
That's interesting.
They say that there is according to the New York Times.
It's got to be right,
this formula has been around since the 1970s.
Okay.
And they say it's a pretty good measure of just how tall your children will be.
All right.
However, it is not perfect. Duh. But let's do it. Here's what you do. Let's say you have a boy.
Okay.
Boy.
You take your height in inches.
Okay.
I'll give you time
this
to
year,
translate that.
40 years ago.
Let's go at your peak, Bruce.
It's a fair question, Bruce.
That is very fair.
Let's go with your peak.
Okay, so you take your height in inches and then your wife's height in inches.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
You add those up.
So far, so good. Yep, got it.
Then you add 5 inches.
That's 5.
Okay, everybody's got 5 inches added on there.
I guess divide by 2 at that point.
And then you divide it by 2, and that will be the height of what a boy is supposed to be.
Oh, wow, okay. All right.
All right, let's see how we do here. I'll tell you, mine was, for a boy, it was supposed to be 70 and a half inches, which would be right at 6 foot.
Yeah,
right?
Almost 6 foot. And that's probably true, isn't it?
72 is 6 foot.
72 is 6 foot. Yeah. I think that's right. My sons, if they average out to that, I think my one son is 6 foot, and I think my other son is 5'11", maybe.
Okay, yeah.
He used to be 5'9", but I think he's made it up to 5'11".
Imagine that.
They're both taller than me, I can tell you that.
How'd it go, Bruce? Did you get your math work out, or are you still trying to figure out?
Apparently not. Well, I got him at 8 foot.
You got him at 8 foot?
8 foot. Okay. Well, like I said, it doesn't always work.
Wait, are you sure you did the math right? I don't know.
No, I don't know. That's a burner.
Now, the girl is the same process, but you subtract five.
You subtract five. Oh,
do both of the parents' heights in inches, subtract 5 inches, divide by two. And they say that'll give you a good guess of what your child's height will be.
So do you divide by two on the boy's side too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't do that. Okay, that's
so you had a boy.
That's what I did wrong.
Yeah. So you divide by two. So your son was 4 foot.
4 foot tall was what Bruce's son was supposed to be. And that's not really that far off, is it?
He's taller than me.
Well, so he's 5'4"?
That's weird.
How'd you do, Warren?
I come up with 5'6".
5'6" for the boy or girls?
Yeah, for the boy.
What would the girls
be?
I didn't do that one yet.
Right, okay. So, I can do it for you if you want.
Minus two?
No, minus five.
Five.
Okay, how many inches are you and Lori together?
5'1.5".
Yeah, how many?
131.
131.
131. It's a nice height.
Yeah, so 5'8 would be about right for the boy, and then, you know, for the girl, it would have been like right around 5'3 or so.
Which should be about.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't have a boy, but they're both about 5, right. Probably 5'3.
How'd you do, Monty?
Both my boys are 6 foot, and I'm 6 foot.
And so did it work out? The math work out?
About.
Ish?
Yeah, ish.
Yeah. Mine's not right. I can tell you that.
No. Well, you got a 6'4 boy in there.
Yeah. I mean, the boys are supposed to be 5'8".
Mm-hmm. Wow.
5'8".
And my daughter would be 5'3", which is pretty close.
Close, okay.
Yeah, she stands on her toes. But, yeah, the boys
boys, something happened there.
Yeah. And they both look like you, so we know they're yours.
Well, do we, though?
I know. Do we, though?
There's a lot of height in the family.
And 6'4"?
Yeah, 6 foot, 6'4", yeah.
How tall was your dad?
My dad wasn't very tall. He's like 5'10". Yeah. But, you know, I have a grandpa that was 6'4".
Oh,
and
right.
My wife has 4 brothers who are all, you know, between 6 foot and 6'3"-ish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mix it in. I know every time we take a picture, it looks like he's in the wrong family.
That's what the 6'4" kid. Can you crouch down a little bit?
Yeah. Funny.
Put him in the back so that the shorter people look closer to the camera and makes the height equal.
There you go.
Yeah.
That old trick.
Jay. Yeah. It doesn't work.
Oh, it does.
That was 6'4".
Oh, you got to be up like 5 feet.
Yeah, you got to be a long way.
Oh, you're putting
away.
Him in the, like in the trees.
Yeah.
The
tree line. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that would work.
That's a fun math equation, though.
Yeah, it is.
Steve, did that work out for you? Are you about the right height then?
Oh, am I about the right height?
Yeah. If you go added your. I mean, if only you had like 5 minutes to figure that one out.
I wish I was smart enough to do that, but, you know.
Not so much, huh?
I'm sure it's about right. It seems about right. I don't even know how tall. Yeah, probably.
Very good, Steve.
Yep, there's your answer.
You're taller than Bruce, aren't you?
Well.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you wear deodorant, Warren?
Oh, affirmative.
What kind? Spray, stick, clear,
it's a gel. Yeah, you turn the little thing and it comes
through the little holes.
Kevin James.
Gel, Bruce? No, there's no way.
No, stick. Old Spice stick.
Who couldn't have guessed that?
No. On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Friday crew's here. They're all busy making stuff and eating stuff and getting stuff ready. We've got this concept of, saw this on the interwebs. Where they were making a drink that was supposed to mimic, what is it again, that drink that they have at Chick-fil-A?
I believe it is, what is the word that they use? Something lemonade. It is
Frosted lemonade.
Thank you, Steve. Frosted.
I had to look it up.
So. Yeah, that's all right. Frosted lemonade from Chick-fil-A. It's supposed to be like the equivalent of. And so I saw this guy doing it on the internet. You squeeze 2 lemons. Which I didn't think was enough lemon. It feels like that's not enough, but maybe it's because it's so strong.
It's a lot of juice.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, especially when you have Monty squeezing.
Yeah, like that. Hey, you know what? You got to choose the right guy to do the juicing.
Very strong.
So Monty did the juicing of the lemons. It's going into a food processor. Yeah. Kevin's got the soft serve Blue Bunny ice cream. How many scoops of ice cream did you put in there, Kev?
I put six spoonfuls. Probably about
big
like
spoons?
Four six spoonfuls.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right.
Is that the whole container or no?
No.
Oh.
No, there's plenty left.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Yeah, actually, it's gone. I'm going to start out with a nice pulse chop.
Lids on that.
You're no kidding, Bruce.
Oh, it is, Bruce. Don't you worry.
Yeah, you better duck, Bruce.
What do you think? Puree mix. I think I'm going to puree
it. I feel like that's the right setting.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Sounds good.
I'll tell you this. There's not nearly enough.
We don't even have glasses,
you know,
do we? Just have to pass around the processor.
You know what we need to do? We need to put more ice cream in here.
Okay. That's what the guy said who did it, Kevin. That's the same thing he did. He mixed it and then he went, well, that wasn't enough ice cream.
That's barely enough for one fella.
Why don't you throw in some of this rhubarb crisp?
Yeah. I got cones if we don't have cups.
Drink them out of that ice cream cone. Can you imagine?
It looks like it's going to be pretty runny.
Yeah, I think that's what he decided too, Kev. He did the thing, and then he was like, well, I obviously need to have more ice cream.
Well, it's just soft serve ice cream, so as soon as you whip it up, it's messy.
By the way, according to the text line, one of the ways to, the best way to squeeze or juice a lemon is you just poke a hole in it and then just squeeze it instead of cutting it.
Really? I have done that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What is that sorcery?
And it is weird because it doesn't seem like it would get it out of, you know.
Seems like it'd be harder.
Yeah, but it actually works.
Huh. By the way, Jay, kudos to Denise. That rhubarb crisp is phenomenal.
It's good, huh?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the rhubarb and the recipe provided by our neighbor came over.
So good.
And I usually don't like cooked rhubarb, but man, that was good.
It's almost gone, so I'm just going to put all the ice cream in here.
A whole container of ice cream, two lemons.
Do you think
you're going to like this, Warren?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think so.
Frosted lemonade?
Yeah, I do like lemonade.
Okay.
Lemonade.
Lori, I do have more ice cream if we need more. But
I think this is better now. This is going to work out good, Steve.
Whenever
How long do you want me to go?
10 more seconds.
I could go forever.
You know, when we go out to dinner, you know, with certain dishes, they give a wedge of lemon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And everybody always gives theirs to Lori because, I mean, she just eats it
like an
orange.
Does she put salt on them?
No, she just eats.
What?
Oh,
Tell her to put some salt on next time. Yeah.
How's her teeth?
Really good, actually. She takes very good care of her
teeth. Eats away the enamel.
Better than mine.
How'd we do, Kev?
Looks pretty good, guys. I mean, it looks like ice cream.
Mm.
You scream.
How are we going to eat it or drink it?
Is it drinkable or is it more
Kevin,
of a
Kevin, here's
spoon
a spoon, but don't double dip because like Jay will
go
ballistic.
I'll go first.
I will not double dip.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I won't double dip.
We don't want Jay going ballistic on you.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like a frosty kind
of. Okay, try it.
It is.
Kevin with the first taste. Kevin James with the first taste of the frosted lemonade.
Don't hold that over the top.
Don't put it back in there. You can't put it back in there.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it lemony enough?
Yeah, it didn't feel like it at first, but then it does turn lemony.
Okay.
Lemony.
Bruce is trying a little. Everybody grab a spoon. Steve, you can try a spoonful, Steve. Thank you, Monty.
Okay, I'll come in there.
I mean, I like it.
It's not worth it?
I think I like ice cream better by itself.
Really? Yeah.
Ice cream better.
Ice cream better? Really? Yeah. What do you think, Monty? Did we waste a whole thing of ice cream?
No, but I'm agreeing. Ice cream by itself.
Yeah. Not the greatest.
Is it too late to put chocolate in it and fix this?
No.
You know, I don't think it. I kind of like it.
Well, yeah, you can't taste it.
No, I can. No, and it's fine.
Well, I kind of can.
You can't taste it.
You know what would be good? It's like.
It's a texture thing for you, Warren.
Yeah. One of those graham cracker crust things, put it in there.
Now that.
Ooh.
See, there you go. Now you're changing up the.
Yeah. Well, I can see how this would work, though.
Oh,
yeah,
you bet.
It's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad at all. If you're talking preferences.
Yeah.
Because it definitely is more of eating like ice cream than it is drinking some sort of lemonade.
I'm gonna make some of that at home.
Well, you're right though. That doesn't take much lemon to make that thing strong. Holy smokes! Yeah. What do you think of it, Steve? This will be the final say. Whatever Steve says goes, guys.
That's all right.
This guy.
That guy.
Could we just get a recording of that for every review of anything that we ask? Because it's gonna always be the same.
It's all right.
Hey, how's that pizza?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, well, here's the deal. I'm not really a lemon fan, although I do like lemonade, but I do love me some vanilla ice cream.
Remember back in the day, Kevin, when I used to have the most boring palate on the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
That has changed.
That's gone. I do.
Why do you say that?
You are already today said you love vanilla ice cream and just bologna on white bread with no condiments.
I mean, and cheese you can pizza. Put condiments on, but you don't have to.
And cheese pizza.
I don't know. Now do you know what I'm talking about?
Still, I don't get it.
I don't get it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I tried to write a joke about a portobello, but there was mushroom for improvement.
Kevin James.
I laughed.
Captain Easy laugh over
I
there.
I know.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Somebody's going to win a gold medal at the end of the show today. So far, Monty's in the lead, by the way. He's got 2 points. Where I did, forgot to... Do Kevin get a point?
Where did I get the second point?
You won a game.
Oh, okay.
Does Kevin get a point for making the lemonade?
I'd say so. Yeah.
No.
Monty, do you get one for... Monty gets one for squeezing the lemons.
So that's three.
Yeah. Kevin gets one for running the food processor without losing a finger. Good job, KJ.
Hey. Yes, thank you.
Kevin. Yep. Kevin's on the board.
I brought popcorn.
So Warren gets a popcorn point. You're on the board now.
Thanks.
That's true. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Who bought the donuts?
Bruce.
Bruce,
you got that.
Everybody's on the board so far. Monty has three. Everybody else has one. Yeah. Any other points that I've missed so far?
Steve's the producer.
Can we give one to people that are not here?
People that are not here? No. No, you have to be present to win.
Oh, okay. Because your wife deserves one.
For the
I mean, if we can.
You want to take one for that?
I mean, technically, I carried it in.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, let's go. Well, these points are just as easy as gold medals, guys. All right, Monty's still in the lead in the Jay and Kevin Olympics for the day. By the way, I need to get the... What am I doing here? I mean, get the Olympic theme ready for crying out loud. The Olympics, guys.
Yeah, you can't talk Olympics without the theme.
I mean, I feel like that, it just changes the way that you, you know, here it is.
The Jay and Kevin Olympics. Brought to you by 500 different sponsors. The scoreboard so far, as we check the medal count for the countries. Monty with 3. Jay with 2. Everybody else with 1.
If you'd like to watch the opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics, you can do it tonight on NBC or stream on Peacock.
They've had some issues over there this morning.
A preview will start at noon Eastern time.
Oh, wow. So 9 o'clock our time?
With live coverage beginning at 1:30 and enhanced primetime encore at 7:30 p.m.
Enhanced primetime encore. What a great way of saying rerun.
It is. Yeah.
It's really good.
It's a fancy way.
Yeah. I don't know how it's enhanced or why, but
gold
I do love
metal.
It.
Well, edited maybe the lame little, stuff out.
Put a little extra color in.
Yeah. You know, right.
That kind of thing.
Add some confetti.
Yeah. Sure.
Kind of a white balance.
Ways to enhance. Add confetti. Not for the events, just for the announcers as they're sitting there just raining down with confetti. Yeah, I like it. All right, quick forecast update brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Looks like we're out of the hot. 84 today, 87 tomorrow. It's still warm. 87 on Sunday. All right, Kevin, what did you want to do here?
Okay, some entertainment news. And so one of the entertainment news stories I saw was Facts of Life. Everybody is doing a reboot, right? All these shows, all the things.
When you run out of ideas, bring back the old ones.
Exactly. Yeah, they just bring them back. And some of them have been so great. I just watched the first episodes of season 6 of Cobra Kai, which is from my favorite movie.
Right.
Karate Kid.
Literally your favorite movie of all time?
I think so. It's right up there, Monty. Okay. Yeah. It's one that I would always put up there. Another one that has always been one of my favorites, I watched the other night. I thought, I'm just going to turn this on and I'll fall asleep. No, I watched the whole thing, Weird Science.
Okay.
That movie holds up.
Fair enough.
It is hilarious.
It is.
You don't even know it, do you, Warren?
I've heard. No. I think I've even watched it, but I don't remember it very much.
I've got a fried pork sandwich and a dirty ashtray.
Nice, greasy pork sandwich served in a dirty ashtray. I realized how many things from that movie I quote. To this day.
What's it, 40 years old?
I think it was 19... It might have been 84.
Let me see... Weird Science. 85. Yep. So,
dang.
Impressive.
Happy 40th anniversary next year. Yeah, it's a great movie. But Facts of Life. They were talking about doing a reboot of it. Oh, it was in talks. They were getting it done. And apparently one of the cast members was being difficult.
Oh, no.
And could not agree to the terms that all the other cast members agreed to. So because one person couldn't do it, they refused to do the show without all the original, you know, well, the ones that
were alive,
obviously.
I do like that, yeah, right.
There's like, yeah, we're not doing it if we don't get all of you, and one person wouldn't do it. So Natalie, which is Mindy Cohn, she was like, I'm furious. This is so stupid.
Still mad about it.
Yeah, she was just like, it wasn't me, but somebody was being difficult. If we had to negotiate a contract for this show.
With the Friday crew to like do a reboot or something?
Yeah, just, I don't know.
Just a movie?
The company comes to us and says, we would like to offer you guys an opportunity in 12 different markets because the Friday show is so amazing.
Yeah.
We want to put it on, syndicate you guys all across the world. And we started negotiating a deal.
Uh-huh.
Who would be the one that might screw it up?
Ooh, the one that would be the most difficult to work with?
Not even to work with, but just like couldn't agree on
looking
the
around
terms.
The room.
Wait, no, it would be Kevin.
It would be Kevin?
Think you think
Kevin?
So?
Wow.
You
pointing to Monty, Bruce?
Why are you pointing to me?
I kind of think I was leaning Monty as well. Well
yeah. Monty, are you difficult to work with?
I don't think so.
I don't know that it's difficult to work with as much as it is like, oh, just like, no, that's not, I'm worth this much. If we don't do it, then we'd, yeah.
No. Man who understands his worth? No? No.
You don't understand your worth?
No, it's just, I do it for the fun of it.
Yeah.
You do it for the fun of it. Okay, yeah, maybe that's the problem.
Warren would be the easiest.
How long have I been here? For the fun of it?
Yeah, that's true.
Good point.
The longest.
Yeah, a long time.
The most seniority.
Yeah.
You can't say you'd be the easiest because there's Steve.
Okay. Right. What?
Steve, Jay and I are both going to get $200,000 a year, and you're going to get $12,000 a year. Okay. But I'll work more hours than you guys. Thank you,
what
Steve.
What else do you need?
Oh, God bless you, Steve.
Yeah, he's easy.
He's a diamond in the rough.
Also, another little thing from the entertainment news world. They have announced the streaming bundle. This is the thing of the future.
Yeah.
We're going to have this happening a lot.
Yeah, you will.
So you get the bundle of Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max. So you're combining three of the big ones.
Yep.
You can get it now for $16.99 a month. That's with advertising. Without ads, $29.99.
Oh, man.
But you've got three of your services. I'm trying to think of what... I don't pay for Disney Plus. I got that one for free with a phone or something.
Right.
Hulu I pay way too much for because I have the Hulu Live.
And the TV locals and all that.
Yeah, channels. Hulu Live with locals and blah, blah, blah. I think I actually, when I was watching We Are Wrexham, I got so mad at commercials.
Right.
Because they were like, I bought the no commercial plan and said, I'll cancel that. As soon as I'm done watching.
Sure you will. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course I haven't. I forgot. Okay.
Did you cancel the NFL Red Zone yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did that one right away.
Okay.
Thank you, though, Steve, for the reminder. That could have been a problem. So it's kind of, I mean, it basically is what cable TV did back in the day, right?
Yeah. They used to have the packages. HBO, you could bundle a whole bunch of them. You
HBO,
know,
Cinemax.
Different tiers of whatever.
Yeah.
And it was always fun, like... ESPN was a toy for a while where they would have like the basic package.
They would dangle that thing and charge you an extra $15-$20 just to get that because all the other stations were dumb.
Remember? Yeah, and then it was like the next step up, you get ESPN and these other, you
know. And 27 stations you'll never watch.
Hey, remember back in the day when you had that one buddy that their parents got cable.
Yeah.
And they had HBO, and you'd like everybody like, hey, no, let's have the party over at his house.
So true.
Yeah. Do you have streaming services, Monty? Quite a few, or do you even know?
No, not a whole bunch.
What percentage of people know all the streaming services they have?
Oh.
Kevin, what do you think? I think there's people who have streaming services
they're
unaware
of. No, I know what they are, because it's right across the top bar.
Oh, yeah, okay. So.
Yeah. Right, I think I know which ones I use. And I think I know which ones I have, but it is like if you were to ask me right now, do you have Paramount Plus?
You wouldn't know.
I don't.
You can't remember where you are.
I know I did
in
for a while to watch 1883, but I don't know if I. I hope I canceled it.
That's actually the one we watch the most, probably.
Paramount Plus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warren, do you know what services you have?
We don't have Paramount Plus.
Yeah?
We don't have anything Disney.
Do you have Max? Do you have what? Max? HBO
no.
Max?
No.
No, Max.
Nope.
Hulu?
Netflix. Nope. Netflix we do.
Okay. You might have one. Bruce, how many streaming services do you have?
I have the garbage truck picks up my stuff.
What? Well, that's new.
That's my services. I don't know about it.
He's got water, electricity.
Yeah. When you turn on the television, do you have to adjust the rabbit ears?
No, they built in now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, yeah.
Digital ears.
Yeah,
that's right.
You don't have any streaming.
You have
service.
To wait. Do you have to wait for the television to warm up?
Yeah.
Before you watch.
Not very long.
Hey, that was
so Netflix. You don't think you have Netflix?
I think Chris does. I don't watch it.
Okay. Your wife has it,
so
but you're not
sit,
allowed.
When you sit down to watch TV, what do you watch? Besides Tucker Carlson.
I can't watch him anymore.
Right, yeah.
I can get you there.
Bill O'Reilly now.
There you go. Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Fox and Friends.
Yeah. And then the History Channel?
The History Channel. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's so good. I'm
so curious at how he's getting there, though.
He's got to have cable or satellite.
You have dish?
Yes.
We got some kind of dish.
Okay.
On the roof.
Oh, yeah. Dish network or something.
I want to be that oblivious. Honest to God, I don't know where I sign up for that, but it seems awesome.
Does
Starlink, do you know that?
I've heard of that.
Do you have that?
I don't know if I got Starlink.
There'd be a dish-like thing on the roof.
He's got one on the roof, he said. Yeah. He's got a satellite thing on the roof.
A square.
Oh, that is Starlink.
That's your internet.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Had to noodle it through. I had to ask enough questions.
It's cool.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Rory, Kevin, of Joey and Rory got married again.
Oh, did he?
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
I bet she wasn't as pretty as Joey.
Well, I don't know if we're doing that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
How you guys doing on our scale of 1 to 10? Warren?
9.
Bruce?
Ooh. 9's fine.
It's a very Steve answer, yeah. Monty, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you?
Oh, 8.8.
8.8. That's a really good number. Kevin, where you at?
My vision's blurry.
Oh, man.
Too much of that lemon ice cream?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that, I think I got an ice cream headache.
Mm. Oh, man, I hate that. Yeah.
I don't ever get those.
What's that number mean then?
Like 8.
Not bad.
How about you, Jay?
So without the headache.
10. I'm a 10.
Wow. Oh, you are a 10.
No, just got to be a 10.
I know.
So you're live. You're standing here talking to friends. It's 10. Steve?
Oh, yeah, sure. 9's fine.
I love it.
Same teams as before, which means it's you three. And I don't know why. I guess Steve can't play.
Someone can be all-time quarterback.
Who wants to be all-time quarterback?
Steve knowing the categories is going to make a difference?
That's a good point. All right. Steve, me, Monty, Kevin, Bruce,
no offense, Steve.
And Warren.
None taken?
Right.
Maybe all taken.
I'll let you guys can leave right now, and we'll go first because
I got to get an alphabet up for
ABC 1-2-3.
ABC 1-2-3. Oh, first of three. Oh, write down
Monty's
an alphabet.
ABC,
baby. You and me, girl. I'll write them down while we're out of here.
Yeah, me too.
Monty, why don't you like this game?
Because it stresses me out.
Okay, that's just it because you struggle with it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's not the easiest game.
It's stressful. Oh. And now he's leaving.
Gotta know the alphabet.
Right. It's hard, man.
U,
V, W,
F. Are you writing out the alphabet?
Absolutely. It helps you when you're playing the game. Come on, Steve.
I just have it pulled up on my screen here.
Well, yeah, I know. I get it. But then I also make marks to where people stopped. So.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's yeah, see, that. This is how you do it, Stevie, right there.
Stevie.
Go Stevie.
Oh, Steve. What the heck is happening?
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
60 seconds on the clock. What's our category, Steve-O Steve?
All right. We'll start off with
Do Olympics. You like Steve-O Steve better or worse than Stevie?
Better.
Better than Stevie. I mean, I feel like that's right?
Steve-O Steve.
Steve-O Steve is amazing. All right. Okay. 60 seconds. Our first category. We get one pass in the alphabet, and here we go.
Okay. Let's do Olympic sports.
Olympic
archery.
Okay.
Badminton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. C. Cycling.
Nice.
D.
Diving.
E.
Equestrian.
Nice.
Fencing.
Fencing. G.
Golf.
Golf. Yep. H.
Horseback riding.
Yep.
Absolutely. That's, okay. Yeah. J.
I.
Ice skating.
Oh, H-I-I-I. Oh, ice hockey, yeah.
Ice, yeah.
J.
Jumping.
That count?
High jump?
Judo. Javelin. Judo.
Judo, there you go.
Nice. K.
Karate.
L.
Limbo.
No.
Yeah, but I don't. We'll pass. M. They have the marathon?
Yes.
Yeah, I think okay. They do.
N. There's an N. Shouldn't have passed.
Nine. No.
Nah.
National anthem.
Dang it. Okay. Got to N. All right, fellas. All right,
that was kind of tough, actually.
Yeah, it was harder than I thought it was going to be. Jeez, all right, we'll see how we do here. Here come the fellas back. They have their alphabets in hand.
Warren
60 seconds.
I don't
Warren
think so,
Strong.
Tim. I did not do it.
Yeah, you got who your Campbell it? Soup in hand?
Kevin Eugene, the love machine, James.
Kevin, did you ruin something?
Accidentally.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds it. On the clock.
What is that?
Wait. ABC, first to three. Pass, one pass. If you get stuck, you're good, okay. Bruce.
All right.
And we start with the letter A, obviously, and here's your category.
Olympic sports.
Oh, come
oh,
on.
Geez.
Oh, we got to say it.
Yeah.
Is
it time?
Acrobats.
Oh.
Acrobats?
No. Yeah. I don't think so.
Aerobics.
Air hockey. Aerobics? No. What? God dang it. This is
air rifle
pass.
Stop shooting.
Pass. On
we got
pass
badminton.
On? Badminton, yes. C.
Cross country running.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that counts.
Cross country biathlon?
Okay, yeah, okay, we'll give it to you. Yeah. D.
Dance, interpretive dance. I do believe they have that okay, the ribbon. Well, I
mean, decathlon.
Yeah, right. Yeah. E.
Oh, decathlon's a great one.
Oh, decathlon.
Thank
e.
You.
Nice. Yeah.
Equestrian.
Oh,
nice.
Yes, F. Bruce, you're on fire right now.
Go, Bruce.
F would be field hockey.
Oh, that's good. Oh, nice.
G.
Goalie.
This is hard.
Goalie.
Girls basketball.
Thank
yep.
you.
H.
Hockey.
Hockey.
Okay. I.
Nice.
Would be.
Ice skating.
God, this is a terrible topic.
Yeah. We got to N because Monty was on a roll.
What?
Monty got archery.
Oh, yeah.
To kick it off in about half a second.
Can I just touch you, Monty?
You thank should. Us. And I think man. He did like he badminton. Did badminton, and we did, C was like cycling.
Oh.
We did diving for D, not
oh,
the decathlon.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
diving. Anyway, everybody got equestrian. I mean, that was easy except for me. we had golf for G, Kevin.
But I'm deaf.
Oh, yeah. Do they have golf in the Olympics?
They do, I think, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know they do because I remember that Shuffley guy won it 4 years ago, and he just won a tournament last weekend, and he's back in it this year.
Okay. Is it like individual? How do they do that with golf?
Well, it's individual, but it counts toward your team.
Toward your country.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then so if he gets a gold medal, the country gets the gold medal.
Right. Nice.
So, yeah. Well, we passed on, Monty, I don't remember what we passed on. I think we passed on N, because we couldn't think of N.
No,
N.
No.
We passed before that,
K,
didn't we?
I think.
Was it? No, because we did karate for K. Oh, anyway,
karate!
Guys, that is a championship. That's 1 point nice. For Monty.
Man.
Let's see how the score looks on our gold medal. Monty's running away with the Olympics today.
Really?
Well, I have. Well, actually, he's only one ahead of me. Not
Monty Stan.
Yep. Monty Stan. It's the country of Monty Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows his Olympics. No? No, you didn't like it? You didn't like it? What?
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, Monty.
Wait. That was rough.
You didn't like that one, Kevin?
No, I feel like it was just really hard.
It was like it the is. Roads out at my house. Rough. Get it? Because it's a dirt road. It's rough. Boy, is it rough.
Is that the one you want to stick with?
Well, yeah, it's so rough.
How rough is it?
Oh, it just goes when you go down the road like that.
What's it do?
I mean, the radio even skips. It's so doggone rough.
Okay, that was actually funny.
Now you win.
Yeah, that was funny.
You just kept going long enough that you found one.